This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial on in toll free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we have waiting for you on the site. Of course, plenty of ridiculous news tonight. Boston taxi drivers will be protesting ride-sharing service Uber because, well, they don't like new things and competition in the marketplace. We'll explain a little bit more about what's happening there. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind, and shocking numbers and information about the police's reticence or perhaps reluctance or non-interest in investigating rapes. Well, I mean, why investigate a rape when they could be busy stopping you for speeding or running through a stop sign? So we'll give you some of those numbers. They're pretty shocking here in a little bit. Of course, you can, again, bring up whatever you want at 855-453. Johnson is with us here as our special guest host tonight, and you had somebody that you wanted to talk to on the air about artwork, copyright, ripoffs.
Yep.
What sparked this, and who do you want to introduce?
I want to talk to James tonight. He goes by Spires as his brand for his particular designs and art. And what I thought was a particularly interesting topic is that he has had his art blatantly ripped off by a fairly large retailer. This company, Urban Outfitters, is actually very well known for stealing smaller designers' artwork. It's become like a major thing. They've been posted all over all these blogs. And I saw James post something about his art being stolen, and I looked at the back and forth between these two pictures, and I was just it's just so obvious. There's no possible other explanation. They just completely wholesale took his art and just made it into a product.
So I have a picture of what you're talking about here. I am going to post that up to our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter so you can take a look at it. Let's bring James on the line here. James, welcome to Free Talk Live. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Sure. So you know Johnson? You guys are like old friends, or how do y'all know each other?
Well, I think we've been Facebook friends for a long time. I'm active, or was more active in the past in sort of the anarchist community, and I made a series of anarcho-capitalist flags that spread across the internet maybe, I don't know, even 5 years ago. And I think that's how I think you also might know my buddy Mike Martelli.
Well, also, I know your friends online also with Stefan Molyneux.
Yeah, sure. I did listen to Steph for a while there, especially in the early days.
So I'm looking at the artwork here, and as I said, I'm about to post it on our Facebook, but how did you find out in the first place that Urban Outfitters had essentially lifted your artwork? Basically, what I'm going to post, it shows on the left-hand side something that appears to be in one of their catalog photos, for instance, with a very nice-looking woman's behind inside your artwork as sort of a skirt or something like that. And then to the right of that, it shows your original artwork. How did you even find out in the first place? I mean, presumably this company has a lot of products, so what were the odds that you'd even encounter this?
Well, I'm actually a pretty well-selling artist on Society 6. I don't know actually what the metrics are, but I've heard through the grapevine that maybe I'm in the top 20th percentile of selling artists there. And so I get a lot of feedback on my work there. And on this particular design, it's called Trapezoid. Right underneath in the comments, someone actually posted a link and said, here, great design, but I think someone ripped you off.
Yeah, I got to say, I mean, your art is, I respect you a lot as an artist because, first of all, abstract modern artwork is not easy to do successfully and have somebody look at it and just, it looks good. I mean, it looks professional. It looks like it should be on, you know, top 40, you know, musicians' albums and, you know, it, obviously Urban Outfitters thinks it's good too because they went and, you know, basically stole from
it. Yeah, can't you just take this as a compliment?
I could take it as a compliment, and I do. I actually do take it as a compliment that my stuff is actually good enough to be sold sort of. I think this skirt actually made its way into all the retail stores, or many of them. I'm not sure what the penetration metric is there, but I know that I've heard reports because everyone rallied around me basically when it happened and told me that, you know, I've seen this in stores. It's not just being sold online. So to have that kind of, you know, widespread distribution without my knowledge on a design that's actually one of my top-selling designs, it's actually very flattering.
So I guess what's the point of this, Johnson? I mean, some would say that as a liberty-minded person, you shouldn't believe in copyright and logos and all that. It's a bunch of nonsense. So, I mean, should something be able to be done about this? Or what?
I don't know. That's what I question, and I want people to look at it, and I want there to be a conversation about it because, I mean, they did nothing to...
They didn't even take any, I don't know, artistic sort of liberty with it at all. They literally just took the graphic that I made and printed it on the skirts. And you know,
yeah, I'm amazed at the colors here. They the triangles and the way the colors are placed with as far as the triangles. There's no change whatever. They could have taken their triangles. They could move them around. They don't.
No, they didn't. They didn't even try. They literally just took what I made. I don't even know how they actually got the file. I am a believer, sort of, against copyright in a nuanced way. I mean, as an artist, we don't live in a free market, and so a lot of the times you have to look at the context of the situation. If I were to infringe, for instance, on Urban Outfitters, for example, they would crush me because they would have the resources to do so. And you could say that's just or unjust, but I know as someone who worked for many years in retail, working long hours, I just don't want to go back to that life. And since I've had success with my artwork, I really just don't want to go back. And so basically my argument is, if you wanted to look at IP from a top level perspective and say something like utility patents, for instance, like sort of hold a part of science hostage, right? And you can't innovate sort of technologically on a base level. I'm sort of one guy out there making patterns, sort of making a living on my own. It's like one man against the market, sort of. And so I understand, like, in principle, IP is bad, but we don't live in a free market, and therefore I have a hard time accepting that they should just be able to make all this money and I make nothing, when they could have just come to me and said, hey, you know, we'll pay you 10%. And I'd be very open to that. I would love the wide distribution. I would love to be flattered by having everything out there. I just want to be compensated, really.
Right.
And it's sad that I would have to go now through a legal process in order to get that done. When, you know, I think by right, it's better if you just approach the artist first.
I posed a question last night when I first saw this, I was angry. And the question that I posed is, why shouldn't James be able to walk into any Urban Outfitters, pick up these skirts, and walk out of the store with them? No, and really, and say, and if, like, security stops him, be like, no, I created these. I can prove that I created these first. These are mine.
Because they aren't his. I mean, he created the pattern, and then they...
How does Urban Outfitters have more of a role of creating those than he does? I would say the amount of effort and time that went into his artwork and work and effort is actually larger than the amount of effort and time that they put into producing the actual product.
Well, I don't know if that's true.
This goes back to that thing, you know, if you make a sculpture out of a piece of rock, but it's not your rock, you know, whose sculpture is it? I wouldn't agree that the skirts actually are mine. I would say that the design on them was produced by me, and I would love to be compensated for that.
Yeah. Right.
There's also another nuanced layer to this, where I think they bought the skirts from a third-party vendor who actually ripped me off and then sold them, and it could be or not be that Urban Outfitters knew about this.
Yeah.
However, from my perspective, if you're a major company with a lot of resources, you should have a better buying process, maybe. Maybe you should, you know, vet who you're getting your product from a little more. I mean, you have the resources to do that. It's kind of like a lazy buying decision at that point. And so it's a management problem. It may not have been intended to be a ripoff like that. And to me, that's really not the issue. The issue is it happens, and therefore I would love to be compensated for it.
James, where can people go to find more of your work if they want to take a look at it and hopefully not walk away?
Well, I have a few websites up, actually. If you want to purchase something, the best way to do that is to go to society6.com/spires. That's where I make most of my sales. Also, my actual website is spires.ws.
Spires, S-P-I-R-E-S dot W-S. If you'd like to check out more of his artwork, you can see the comparison, thank you, between his work and the Urban Outfitter skirt on our Facebook page. And thanks for the call, James. Appreciate you checking in here tonight. More coming up. Your thoughts, welcome.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Summer is almost here, which means it's time to get out and play. And at the Guitar Center Memorial Day sale, you'll find some of our lowest prices of the year on the best gear throughout the store. And with deals like Toca Djembe drums for only $19, or Squire Stratocaster electric guitars for only $89, or a digital reference mic for just $10, the only question is, where will you play? Guitar Center's Memorial Day sale, now through Monday, in-store and online.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, May 21st, 2014, gold opened at $1,288.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,335.40, $667.70 for a half ounce, or $333.85 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,335.40, $667.70, and $333.85.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-453. Would love to have your comments on the idea of intellectual property. In this case, the gentleman we had on the beginning of the show, somebody that Johnson knows, artist named Spires, He created a triangular sort of pattern, mm-hmm. and it looks like the company called Urban Outfitters has basically lifted his pattern, put it on a skirt, and sold out of said skirt. Syphase, one of our producers, sent me a link that he believes they have completely sold out on their website. And Spires, the artist, James, a.k.a. James, who was on the line with us a moment ago, says he would just like to be compensated for his efforts. But Ty in Tennessee says on our Facebook profile, give me a break. Now someone believes they have intellectual property in the form of how triangles are arranged and colored. Johnson, what do you say to that? I mean, this guy doesn't own the idea, does he?
The idea of what?
The triangles, being triangly.
You know, there are certain things for when a pattern is specifically, you know, you have something that's so complex, you get to the point of where it's ridiculous to say that somebody didn't put work and effort into something and that it wasn't just copied. I mean, they could have arranged triangles in their own way. Why did they have to steal his artwork? Why did they have to make a copy of it? What, you know, if there wasn't any benefit to them to do that, then why did they go and do it?
But they didn't steal it, right? I mean, they borrowed it. They copied the idea.
Did they compensate him for it? Did they ask him whether or not?
Did you compensate everybody for every torrent you ever downloaded and watched?
No. But should you necessarily?
Maybe you should.
Sure. I've always been willing to watch ads on content mm-hmm. when the companies put that up on their website and, you know, are.
But is it stealing when you download your whatever favorite television show and
so
watch it on the torrent?
This is sort of the the problem here is that a big company took a pattern, which is a replicatable, very replicatable idea, pattern is, from a little guy, mm-hmm. and we have been socialized and inculcated with the idea that the big guy is somehow worse, less trustworthy or whatever, has the means and should take care of the little guy. Whereas when we watch a movie or listen to a song that we didn't get through the channels that the, you know, producers of that movie or song wanted us to get it through, we're like, hey, you know, we're not profiting off of this and those kind of things. So, I mean, there's a different narrative going on.
Well, in this case, the company is profiting, right? Urban Outfitters is selling these things.
But you're profiting when you watch a movie, too. You're enjoying the movie.
Mm-hmm. Without having paid for it.
Without having paid for it. So I think that this is, I think this is in particular a very interesting case. This is the kind of thing I argued for when I used to bother arguing with people about intellectual property, and I don't anymore, generally, because I think that it's a difficult situation. What Urban Outfitters should be done is held to account in the marketplace for this, because this is crappy behavior.
Yeah, they're scumbags. That's the point that I really want to make, is that, you know, doing that, you know, while I don't necessarily support the idea of a government getting involved, I do definitely support outing these scumbags.
Well, wait a minute. As Spires, the artist, pointed out, it may not even been Urban Outfitters. Maybe they bought this from a supplier, and the supplier
still
came to them.
Still makes them scumbags because they've done it repeatedly.
Okay, well, maybe the supplier comes to them and says, look, this is what we have, and they don't think, oh, well, we should run a Google search on every one of these patterns just to make sure they didn't take it from somebody.
Maybe they should be doing that, considering they've been getting extremely negative press about it for years.
All right, so Ian, what you're saying is dumb, okay?
What?
I'm sorry. Well, maybe they did this, and maybe they did that. Well, tell you what, once he can go show them, hey, this is my pattern, they should, if they want, if they don't want to look like a bunch of a-holes, then they need to, oh, can we talk to you about some kind of compensation? Look, you know, this is kind of how the
how
finances
they know
work
he didn't
for
rip them off.
You're doing the libertarian opposite of statist extremes here, is what you're doing.
Now, how do they know, if he comes to them and says, hey, guys, that's my pattern, I'd appreciate it if you gave me some compensation, why couldn't they say to them, well, we got this from vendor XYZ in China, and how are we supposed to know you didn't look at their catalog and borrow their idea?
If there weren't any rules about weapons, everyone would have a nuke. I'm saying you're doing the statist extreme, like you're taking something. You're taking it to the libertarian extreme.
So you're saying they shouldn't communicate with this guy. They shouldn't spend 10 freaking minutes communicating with this guy. Hey, no problem. Let me bang out a real quick JPEG here with the date of when I produced this. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't be too difficult since I put it up on my website. We can get third-party corroboration in here. Not a prob. Mm-hmm. And, you know, look, Mr. Is it Styles? Is that right?
Spires.
Mr. Spires, we're willing to talk to you about this further, but if we find that this is a rabbit hole, we're going to, you know, we want you to put $200 in escrow for wasting our time or something like that. There's all kinds of conversations that can be had here, but you're going the, well, what if this and what if that? I guess they just can't get on the telephone with somebody.
I didn't say they couldn't get on the phone with them. I said, couldn't they claim that they have the design first?
Let's let our lawyers hash it out, and then they'll just eat up all the profits.
He can't afford a lawyer.
And neither can they.
Oh, I bet they can. They're a big corporation. Yeah, but they likely have them on staff.
Yeah, but lawyers cost a lot of money, and it's just not worth it. So, if somebody can put together, and Johnson's making the claim that there's some evidence that this Urban Outfitters folks, rip people's designs
on a regular basis. Several companies that do this.
Then we can just put together a web page that shows how these people get ripped off, because this is a very motivating picture we have here of the Spires guy's art and then this skirt. And we just show those things back and forth. Hey, look, these companies are ripping people off. Consider that when you buy. And that'll cost them money in the marketplace. I don't know, but I can tell you that it'd be very upsetting. I mean, if you spent however long it takes to make a painting, and I don't know the answer, and then somebody goes and just takes the pattern directly from, I mean, I'm looking at every single one of these triangles. They're the same color.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, I mean,
I've been rolling through when I was thinking about this last night, because obviously I did research into this and I have an article on it as well about some of the things that we haven't necessarily considered about the legalities of this sort of thing. And I was thinking in terms of, well, what kind of creative thing can we address here in terms of, say, Free Talk Live? Well, Free Talk Live has a pattern that goes out every day. It's called the MP3, that is the audio file of the show. And what sort of product could be made of that? You know, what if somebody, took the file, changed the name, and was selling Free Talk Live?
Oh, one thing they could do is they could take our show and they could override all of our commercials if they wanted to. The radio stations out there, we ask them to follow a certain clock.
What if they did that, not only did that, but also changed the name so that no one could identify? Like, the show is exactly identical to Free Talk Live in every way,
mm-hmm.
except for they cut off your names, the name of the show somehow. In art, it's much easier to do this. In audio, obviously, it would be extremely difficult. But let's say the technology was to the level where they could fake your voice saying a different name of a different show,
mm-hmm.
and they created a different website so that it was exactly your show, but it wasn't tied to you, and it went to a completely different website, and they were making money off of it. They were charging people, and they had their own private...
Yeah, I really wouldn't care. I mean,
it's a dead end trying to talk to them about this stuff.
I've got better things to do than spend my time getting into legal battles with people. I'd rather focus on creating my craft and doing what I do.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about a legal battle. I'm talking about, is that
spending
ethical?
Any time.
Is it ethical, and should
I would either have to do something about it or not, and I'm not interested in doing anything about it. 855-450-FREE. I've got better things to do with my time. We're coming up here. You can take control, share your thoughts on IP.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
Memorial Day is a time of remembrance of our fallen soldiers who died for our freedom. In honor of these brave men and women, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is offering huge discounts on several great products. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is veteran-owned and operated, so stop what you're doing and support a like-minded company and save a few bucks at the same time. The Memorial Day sale starts right now and ends on May 26th at midnight. Honor above all, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 1,500-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype on into the show. Username there is lrn.fm. Set a contact request before you do that if you haven't already done so. It'll be approved, and it'll be easy for you to get through to us from that point on Skype. With you tonight, it's Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And also, remember that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. Coming up here in just about a month, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's June 22nd through the 29th. That's a Sunday through a Sunday. It's a week of fun in the woods of northern New Hampshire, right up by the beautiful White Mountains, at a place called Rogers Campground. There'll be probably well over 1,000, maybe close to 2,000 people this year at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Likely going to be everything from families to couples to single people and all kinds of things to do for everybody. I mean, whether you've got kids or not, there's a lot going on at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And the theme this year is do it yourself. So there's going to be a lot of training, a lot of information being given, a lot of kind of how-to classes. Like, there's even one class where you can build your own gun. So you can go to porkfest.com and check out the details. Get signed up there. The tickets are available in advance through the end of this month. So if you buy them online, you can get them at a better deal than if you go and you wait until the week of Porkfest and you walk up and buy them at the desk. So go and grab your tickets now at porkfest.com. It's a perfect opportunity to come up, check out New Hampshire, experience what it's like to be amongst a community of people who actually understand what freedom means.
Have you mentioned yet the fact that there's going to be somebody from the show Chopped?
I'm not familiar with that, no.
Oh, wow. Okay, so there's actually...
Is that a cooking show?
Yes, it is. On the Food Network, there's a show where chefs compete through several rounds to make, you know, a full course meal. They compete on each course for you know, a breakfast, a lunch, and a dinner. Or, no, appetizer, dinner, and dessert. And each round, someone gets eliminated, so they start with four competitors until they're down to one. And one of the winners of the CHOP, you know, one of the CHOP champions is going to be there for the one pot cook-off and,
oh, wow,
and assisting the judge. And apparently they may also be doing some sort of a chopped like event. So if you're a chef or a budding chef, this Pork Fest is going to be for you. So,
well, there's always the one pot cook-off, which is very popular from what I understand, and so many different ways that you can eat while you're there as well. Usually people come, they kind of set up shop, they'll accept cash, some of them will accept silver, many will accept Bitcoin in order to sell you delicious food and drink and who knows what else. So go to porkfest.com, porcfest.com. We look forward to seeing you there. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we've got Joe on in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Joe.
Hi. I want to just comment. I first off think that philosophically copying can never be the same thing as stealing, just from a voluntarist perspective.
But, I agree.
I think that it's my opinion that a lot of these businesses are only as big as they are because of the prior enforcement of IP and just the state structure in general. I want to tie it in with something you guys were talking about yesterday, which is the whole FCC thing and net neutrality. It's sort of it kind of gets into a bad situation where, okay, so there's some of these companies like Verizon are probably bigger because they have monopoly contracts either with local municipalities and stuff like that. So now, because there's a less competitive environment, the temptation is, well, there's no other choice but to use the state structure to try to combat it. But I think that's a bad idea. I think it's the same thing with IP, is there's a temptation to, well, these big companies have already gotten there, so now I have to go sue them. I think you kind of lose the moral high ground at that point. You might make some money, but I think it's going to be harder to argue for a libertarian perspective. People can point out, your hypocrisy in that situation.
Well, I think that, this is the whole situation is difficult, and I think that it really comes down to the size of the people in play here. And it's an aesthetic issue. We don't like that this big company, Urban Outfitters, what seems like a big company, I mean, it's not big by, GE standards, but a larger company than this artist who's makes his money online just sort of selling stuff. It looks, it looks coarse and like they stole it, but I don't think they did steal it. There's a story about out of Orlando, and this is from many years ago, where a nursery school put some Mickey Mouse characters up on the wall, some of the characters from Disney, and it was for the kids. And for whatever reason, the big rat found out about it, and then they, demanded that the nursery school not use their, what if something terrible happens to the nursery school and they've got our characters on the wall? It could be anarchy. And, so they made them take it down. Well, Hanna-Barbera saw the opportunity, and this was before Disney bought Hanna-Barbera, went there and painted, Huckleberry Hound and the little pink panther guy or whatever on the wall for the nursery, and the kids got professionally painted people on the wall. This is an aesthetics issue to me, not an issue of sort of morality. I think patterns are patterns, but for instance, we can think about the Queen situation and Ice Baby. The chorus line, doom 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 doom.
Yeah.
Now that's just another pattern. Well, it's a sample of a pattern, right?
And Vanilla Ice probably had to pay to use that.
Well, I don't think he did, from what I understand.
There's a certain length of time for sampling, where if you're under a certain amount of time, you can sample for free.
He got sued on that one. And so it was a problem from the very beginning, from relatively quickly using that baseline. And he claimed that his baseline was different than their baseline because it wasn't doom 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 da doom doom. It was doom 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 da doom doom. Right? And you
sounds the same to me.
It was the same. But these are just, I get that they're just patterns, and I don't disagree with they're just patterns. I think that this comes down to our socialization going back forever and ever, as far back as the David and Goliath story, if not farther back than that, I'm sure, that we don't like the big guy taking advantage of the little guy.
I think that I think everybody can agree, though, that the government probably isn't the best way to deal with these situations. The two examples that I'll give how am I going to sell video games and promote my MP3s? Well, a lot of it should be cultural and even just market-oriented. There's a program called Steam that you can install on your computer, and you can buy games through it. And it actually is sort of a voluntary DRM system that you install. Now, they give you chat systems.
DRM stands for Digital Rights Management.
Yes. Yeah. And but so in that sense that you technically they can restrict your access to games. They never do it. But they give you incentives. They give you awards that you can do. And, you know, I usually buy all my games through there. The second thing is Spotify. I don't really download MP3s anymore, not because I think it's wrong or because I'm afraid of being sued. It's just Spotify is actually more convenient than downloading. So that's, I think, the market.
And what is Spotify?
It's just an online streaming service. It basically kind of works like iTunes. You can pay, there's a free version, but I pay $10 a month for, with no commercials. And you look up any song you want in any order and you can make playlists and they have everything. I've very rarely.
Yeah, they've got a very massive library.
Very cool. All right, Joe, anything else you want to share tonight?
Oh, that's it. Thanks.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-450-FREE. You know, another detail about this conversation we were having earlier regarding the fashion industry, in this case, Urban Outfitters allegedly ripping off products, ripping off designs, or borrowing, as some might say, copying the designs of artists without giving them compensation. As I recall in past conversations about copyright, you actually don't have copyright applying to the fashion industry. Fashion designers cannot copyright their designs. If Dolce & Gabbana or whoever comes out with a design, you could borrow that design and make your own version of it.
I don't think that's accurate because people have been going after the Chinese companies for a while for their...
Okay, so what you can do...
You're talking about brand infringements, not designs.
Okay. Yeah,
right, and so and that's what, you know, to some extent, that's... You know, arguably, maybe what happened here.
Okay. There's a difference between graphic design and apparel design, too.
Right.
You need to make that distinction.
Yeah. So if you draw a picture, you can, the picture's yours, right? But if you, a pattern is a picture, it's the cut of the clothing that can't be copyrighted.
There's a whole level of, like, legal land stuff that we haven't touched on yet that I'd like to.
It's all crap, too.
Also, coming up here in moments, we may actually have somebody checking in from Thailand where apparently martial law has hit. 855-453 is the toll-free number. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-967-9495. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss. A once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight, because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days, with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-967-9495. That number again is 1-800-967-9495.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That is the Pro XPN toll free line. 855-450-3733. And you can join us on Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You know, bitcoins are doing pretty good the last couple of days. They're up over $500. They've been kind of sitting at around $450 for a couple of weeks. And we're starting to see them hopefully shoot up again. Maybe they'll continue. But you never know what's going to happen tomorrow or in the next hour with the Bitcoin universe. The trading never stops. It just continues 24 hours a day. You've been thinking about Bitcoins. You've been maybe following the news about them, been curious. You've heard us talking about them. And maybe you're finally ready to pull the trigger and get one or a fraction of one. You don't have to buy a full Bitcoin. You can, in fact, buy less than $40 worth if you want over at cashintocoins.com. When you buy less than $40 worth of Bitcoins, there's no fee at Cash Into Coins. Why is that? They just want you to try Bitcoins out. They really want you to get into this world, and that's why they're offering no fee at less than $40 worth of Bitcoins when you buy them through cashintocoins.com. You can do more than 40. You can do far more than $40 worth, and then it's a very reasonable, I think, 3% fee. It was the last time I checked, it was 3%. It's easy, it's safe, fast, legal, inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. You can use a money order, check, or wire transfer, so go take advantage of those great rates. And if you are paying buying enough Bitcoin to have a fee attached to the transfer, you can actually donate a portion of the fee to charity. So really, it's an amazing way to turn your cash into coins. Go to cashintocoins.com. As we go to the phones, your calls and thoughts, we can come back to intellectual property here, but actually George is on the line with us, actually calling from Thailand. George, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
And
you're calling in from Bangkok. Yep.
Bangkok. Now, I've heard there's some kind of uprising slash military coup going on. What's happening there? I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, it's basically a martial law sort of thing. The military got sick of a bunch of corruption there, so they took over everything, and they imposed a curfew on the streets between 10 p.m. and 5 in the morning. So between that time, everything is dead, even the highways and stuff like that. Mm. I was looking at it from my hotel room all the way up at the 59th floor of the same hotel room where they filmed The Hangover Part 2, by the way.
What? You're actually in the exact same room. What?
Not the room, but the hotel.
Gotcha. So what? Why are you there right now? I mean, are you frightened? Is this a scary situation? Are you in danger? What's your status?
When we first flew in, a friend and I, when we first flew in, we were driving, it looked like business as usual. In fact, I didn't hardly see any military vehicles at all. During the curfew, though, I saw like a military transport truck or two going around like that. But overall, that's actually been business as usual. You just do not want to be walking around the streets wearing a shirt that's all red or a shirt that's all yellow, because there's these two factions of political parties that have a red shirt or a yellow shirt, and they're trying to kill each other. And I wouldn't want to be a red shirt anyway, because you know how red shirts fare on Star Trek. So,
but the gold shirts do pretty good. Generally.
Yeah, so if I were to put money down, I would bet money on the yellow gold shirts in this place winning out.
So, I mean, pretty much everybody knows you go out after 10 o'clock at night, you're subject to arrest. I mean, so basically you're stuck in the hotel?
You're kind of out of curfew?
Yeah, it's a curfew. Luckily, though, like I said, I'm staying at this really nice hotel where they filmed that second Hangover movie, and they got a nice rooftop bar there. They can party there, and really beautiful views of the city here. This city is stupid huge. It takes like half an hour to the airport, but only 500 baht, which is like $20. And stuff like that. It's like 25 miles away.
So that's interesting. I mean, some people were saying there was another guy that we know who had just left Thailand right before this went down and was expressing relief. And you're saying it's no big deal. Like, you know, just stay inside at night and don't wear red or gold and you'll be all set.
Yeah, because it looks to me like business as usual. When after we settled into the hotel and we went looking around, you know, town, just, you know, walking around doing shopping, noticed all the 7-Elevens in this town. I forget how popular that chain is in this country. But, it's like it just looked like business as usual. There weren't, like, soldiers at every single block with machine AK-47s, you know. So
Did you find the creme de la creme of the chess world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner?
Not yet, but I'll keep you posted.
All right, thanks.
Thanks for the call.
I've got a question real quick. So I wonder how many people are there that are walking around in red or yellow shirts?
Honestly, I haven't really noticed that they've been paying attention. I only found that out after we settled in for the night, so I got to go and find out.
So you haven't seen any, so it's not like, you know, you're ready at a moment's notice if somebody with a red or a yellow shirt is walking by to be able to duck for, you know, cover from potential hail gunfire.
I don't think you're going to be like shooting out in the streets. I haven't seen any reports about that anyway. Right there, you just like I said, it's business as usual. I don't think I've seen anyone with a solid red or yellow shirt anyway. While I was walking the streets yesterday, so I mean, it's pretty peaceful. It's not like Syria, for example. You know, it's just, you know, like one of those not a shot fired coups, and the main political parties don't want it to come to that because they know where their bread is buttered. They don't want to scare away the tourists. That's why, for example, Thai Airways, for example, there's all these major companies that are going on strike, you know, for better wages, but Thai Airways was like, no, we're not joining you because we know where our bread is buttered. We don't want to mess up the tourism.
George, thanks for checking in, man. Glad you're okay. Glad everything's working out over there. Enjoy the vacation. Hopefully nothing will get worse while you're there. Appreciate hearing from you.
Yeah, it's like Mexico.
What time is it, by the way, right now in Thailand? What time?
It is 11 hours ahead of you. But because of the daylight savings time, if it wasn't for that, it would be exactly 12 hours ahead.
It's like almost 7 a.m.
So like 8 a.m.?
Ian went to government school. You can do the math for him.
Like 9
o'clock? Yeah, it's like 12 hours. So, yeah, if it's 9 p.m., if it's 7 p.m. there, it's 7 a.m. here.
Cool. Hey, thanks for the call, George. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3700.
If it's 7 a.m., if it's 7 p.m. here and it's 7 a.m. there, that would be a 12-hour time difference.
That would be.
That's why I asked him if it was 7 there, because it's almost 8 here.
It's still just as scary, and you'll be just as dead if you have the wrong color shirt on.
Sure.
Yeah, let's go and talk to Ty, and he is in Tennessee. Ty, and also on Skype. Go ahead.
Hey, I just called about the IP situation with the skirt and the artwork pattern. I think the big question to ask is, where is the harm? Did the sales of the skirt take away sales of the artwork? You know, I don't think there's been any real harm done.
It sure could.
How?
Okay, so there's a couple reasons, and this is I want to get into some of the other legal issues first, but I'll just jump right onto this one. So let's say the whole legal thing about this is that what these companies are doing, and this is a sort of like secret thing, is that they're actually looking for artists who haven't copyrighted their work. In other words, artists who haven't submitted to the government to protect their artwork. And so what happens is they go after these artists, right, because then they can just take the art and print it on products and do whatever they want with it. Now, let's suppose that the artist says something or tries to do something or tries to sell the artwork on their own products, right? Or maybe they say, oh, look, this is successful. This particular product is a successful product, so why don't I print my own skirt? You know, or whatever, and print a product. So then what the company can do, the larger company with a staff of lawyers can say, hey, we made this product with this dress with this thing on it. And then they could also potentially, once they grab the file, they could submit the exact same art that's created by the artist to the copyright office and copyright it. And protect that artwork even though they didn't create it.
It's not a patent. It doesn't work that way. If you can show...
It sure can. It sure can.
Well, you could... What you're talking about is being excluded by the cost of getting a lawyer. Whereas, I mean, the fact is that when it comes to copyright, if you can show that you had copyright to... Or if you created something before somebody else copyrighted it, you will be awarded in court. Whereas with a patent,
right.
What it comes down to is the first person who got the
sure,
piece of paper
from
the government.
Sure, but how extremely difficult is that to do that with digital artwork?
That can't be that difficult.
Here's another point. It looks much better on that girl's butt than it would look on my wall.
I totally agree with that.
Sure.
And now, isn't it also possible that some girl could... I mean, first of all, I think it's very unlikely that the same people who see this pattern on the skirt at Urban Outfitters are going to be in the market for some wall art, but I suppose there's a possibility that somebody who has purchased the skirt will find the artwork. Then maybe it'll actually... She'll want to buy the artwork because she's already had it in... Oh, she'll think, wow, I can get this on my wall,
sure,
too?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay.
And actually, the other thing that I want to say on this is that...
So maybe it'll help his sales.
Sure, and the artist can actually also take this... potentially and leverage this and say, hey, look, my art has been featured in such well-known retail brands,
right,
as Urban Outfitters.
There
the question
go.
Becomes,
go.
What happens, though, then, if Urban Outfitters uses that to fight against the artist? What happens if they're copywriting the artwork, and then it really becomes stealing, because then they're using the force of government against
them? Well,
that
would be bad. Is there
I agree. That would be bad.
Any evidence? Ty, I know you haven't much time. If you want to hang on, we can bring you back. Is there any evidence they've been doing that? No, there's only the claim that they've been borrowing artwork and reselling it as clothing, not that they've gone after the artists themselves. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. You can share your thoughts on intellectual property or whatever's on your mind. Free Talk Live.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially do not want you to torrent
Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to freedomfiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now, how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.